Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, August the 29th, 2023, I am Tungameli Nkomo. Zimbabwe's main opposition, Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, today demanded fresh elections after dismissing last week's vote as a gigantic fraud. This as SADC is sending a team of elders to Zimbabwe to engage all political players, after its observers said last week the elections were not credible. According to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, CCC leader Nelson Chamisa lost the presidential race to the incumbent, President Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling ZANU-PF party, getting 44% of the vote against Mr. Mnangagwa's 52.6%. CCC deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba told the news conference in Harare today the polls were neither free nor fair, adding, they want the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, disbanded before the fresh polls.
ZEC deliberately suppressed the urban vote, deliberately stood the election in favor of ZANU-PF. In the lead up to the election, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission also broke the law by not providing the voters or law enforcement consistently weaponized maintenance and order act against the opposition to deny our members, to deny our party the freedom to assembly, the freedom to gather, and the freedom of choice. Majority of our meetings, particularly in the countryside, were stopped, interfered with, even if we're given a clearance by the police in line with the laws of our country. After the election day, there were serious challenges on the tabulation of the votes, including the widespread reports about agents being illegally recalled to polling stations and adjustment of V11s and V23s across the country and the urban areas were not from this chicanery. The administration of these elections disenfranchised and ranked Zimbabweans across the country who deserve better and demand better. The biggest question is, what have we done as a movement to address this crisis? We've mounted extraordinary efforts to restore legitimacy to the election results by doing what no opposition party should be doing, because that is the primary responsibility of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which has the onus to announce results and to up the results that they've provided to the Zimbabwean people. Therefore, the only resolution and way forward articulated by CCC sentence of doubt and confusion is that Zimbabwe needs a fresh and broad and proper election to exit the current crisis.
CCC deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba addressing a press conference in Harare today. Election observers from the regional bloc SADC and the African Union, as well as a number of international establishments, issued damning reports of the elections, saying they did not meet court, regional and international standards, creating a big headache for President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ZANU-PF party. Still, some leaders have since congratulated Mr. Mnangagwa, among them Hage Geingob of Namibia, Samia Suluhu of Tanzania and Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa, who defended himself today, telling reporters in Johannesburg, Soweto, Mr. Mnangagwa was declared winner by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, hence his, Mr. Ramaphosa's, congratulatory message.
We are still going to sit down together with many other observers and analyze everything. So let's wait until all that comes out. But the Electoral Commission in Zimbabwe has made a declaration, and it is on that basis that we have issued our congratulatory message. So the rest of other things still need to be processed, no doubt, and everybody, including the government of Zimbabwe, accepts that. So let's wait until everything is well processed.
Are you there for the Chamisa, knowing that you have taken the results, based there to violence in Zimbabwe?
Well, violence is one of those reactions that we abhor and want to avoid. And the Secretary General of the United Nations has made the same call, and so do we, that violence must be avoided at all costs. Elections are processes that are always either disputed or accepted, and when they are disputed, there are always channels in every country to challenge the outcome of the elections, and we want that to always be done on a peaceful basis.
President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa talking to journalists in Soweto, Johannesburg today. The United States, meanwhile, says it is engaging SADC regional leaders to, quote, share our concerns, including what this means for the international community's nascent efforts to re-engage the Zimbabwean government. There is much at stake for the people of Zimbabwe and the region. We urge all Zimbabweans to remain peaceful and pursue grievances through established legal channels, close quote. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's disputed election as opposition leader Nelson Chamisa calls for a new vote. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guests, Mr. Chris Maroleng, International Chief Executive Officer of the organization Good Governance Africa. We also have a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, and Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence spokesperson, Ms. Helen Kadirire. Let me start off with you, Mr. Maroleng. It seems that Zimbabwe is at a crossroads. According to ZEC, Mr. Mnangagwa won the election, and Mr. Mnangagwa says he has been declared winner, so Zimbabweans must move on. On the other hand, you have opposition leader Nelson Chamisa and critics say, no, the vote was a fraud. We want a new election. What's the way forward here? Because, again, today Mr. Chamisa's party said, demanded fresh voting, saying the African Union and SADC should take charge of those new elections. How does Zimbabwe move forward?
Well, good evening, Dungamili. Thank you for having me on your program. Let me start off by reminding everyone of this basic principle that the elections in Zimbabwe, after they were concluded, were assessed as having not been credible. And certainly in doing so, the SADC Electoral Observer Mission in particular, led by Dr. Mumba, indicated several aspects in which they fell short of the SADC principles that guide the conducting of free and fair elections. This, in essence, created a situation where the Southern African Development Community, in their initial assessment of this outcome, really pushed Zimbabwe further into what I would describe into both an electoral and a constitutional crisis in Zimbabwe. An electoral crisis in the simple fact that what they were simply saying is that no legitimate outcome could be expected from the elections that just ended, which meant in the first instance that we could not expect President Emmerson Mnangagwa to legitimately claim that the election had represented the will of the people and therefore indicating that he was lawfully or regularly put into power. And thirdly, it meant that the CCC, the main opposition party in Zimbabwe, could not accept the outcome of an election that had been declared as not being credible, which means, and as I conclude, the following. One, that we cannot have expected a legitimate outcome from an illegitimate process in the form of elections, really in many ways that was being put into place to cure the coup of 2017 that had been instituted by the Zimbabwean Defense Forces, where they put into place their civilian figurehead, Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it is because of this that we find ourselves in both an electoral and constitutional crisis in that country.
And also, Mr. Maroling, we are seeing an oxymoron playing out here because we have the African Union, we have SADC observers saying that the elections fell short of regional and international standards. In other ways, the elections were not credible. And on the other hand, you have African leaders like Mr. Ramaphosa of South Africa, you have Hage Geingob of Namibia, you also have the Tanzanian president, among others, congratulating Mr. Mnangagwa for winning these elections. How do you balance those two out?
It is truly disappointing that our leaders in the Southern African Development Community are the ones who you mentioned, in particular, the president of the country, my country, Cyril Ramaphosa, have come out to congratulate Emmerson Mnangagwa for an election that has been deemed to be uncredible by the very same body that they are part of. It really goes to question the commitment to accountability, transparency, freeness, and fairness, and ultimately democracy of these leaders who are endorsing a president, the president of Zimbabwe, as the winner of an election that the Southern African Development Community's observer mission has essentially called illegitimate. It really is beyond oxymoronic. It is highly disappointing and a flagrant disregard of the SADC principles governing the conduct on free and fair elections. It calls us in the region to really stand up and really ask our leaders to be more accountable and ultimately stand on the side of the democratic principles that govern their own countries. The people of Zimbabwe cannot be shortchanged in such a way.
Thank you there, Mr. Maroling, and please do stay on the line. Ndiwe Kwamuri, Vamasiye, Mr. Kenneth Masiye is a human rights lawyer. He's based here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, a question was posed to CCC Deputy Spokesperson Gift Osterloh Sizwe today. Are you going to challenge these election results in court? Several times that question was posed to Asiziba, and several times he found a way of sidestepping that question. He would neither say yes, yes, no, no. Was that a strategy? What exactly is going on there?
Oh, yes. Basically, you don't have, to say stuff. So basically, probably, you know, this is probably something that is being talked about in the background, and probably that's why he could not answer. I cannot really speak as to why he did not answer, but if there is something like case preparation going on, you know, it won't be really strategic to put out there in the public if, you know, that is not yet conclusive. But looking at things as they unfold, right now, you know, the Triple C's avenue is to, you know, go through the court's route because that is in line with, the democratic tenets, and also that is in line with some of the avenues that are available to Triple C or any other political party that is aggrieved with election, to take the cases or the case to the Constitutional Court. So basically, one way or the other, we might be seeing a court challenge coming in pretty soon. And when that comes in, then it will be up to the Constitutional Court, which is led by Chief Justice Malawa, to hear the petition or the challenge of the election, and also to also hear some of the gross the gross mismanagement that of this election that was done by Zed. So we just have to wait and see to see if anything will be launched.
And given the pronouncements of all these observers, including SADC observers and African Union observers, that the elections were not credible, what's the likelihood of the courts siding with Triple C and Chamisa, given that evidence, also bearing in mind that we had the same scenario playing out in 2018, Mr. Chamisa lost in court?
Yeah, if history can tell us anything, it's that our courts in Zimbabwe are very reluctant to overturn any electoral decision, especially when it's coming from ZEC, and also especially when someone has already been declared a winner. I know, like last time in 2018, we had a similar situation where issues were raised on some electoral irregularities and some vote rigging that was alleged, but there were a lot of issues that were raised in the Constitutional Court, some of which were rather technical, of which I suppose we are going to see a lot of those pushbacks coming from our justices in the Supreme Court. But if anything is to go by, it would seem that the situation has changed from the 2018 to the current situation, where we have international, regional, and sub-regional observers also noticing some of the irregularities that don't conform with the guidelines and principles, the SADC guidelines and principles. So, if anything, that might be of some persuasion, or probably the justices might take a judicial notice of that. But of course, the whole petition does not hinge on the reports or external reports from other organizations. It will hinge on the actual evidence of the vote rigging and some of the things that are being alleged. So it will all go back to the issues of the case preparation and the evidence that is brought before the court. Otherwise, we all know that the justices, the courts, are always reluctant to overturn decisions. So we are going to see probably a lot of that, pushback.
Thank you there, Mr. Masia. And let me bring in our third guest. That's Helen Kadirire, spokesperson of the organization Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Ekadirire, let's look at the legitimacy question. Sadak, the AU have said the elections were not credible, but we are seeing other presidents congratulating Mr. Mnangagwa. What does this mean in terms of legitimacy for Mr. Mnangagwa?
I think we need to welcome what the observer mission said with regards to our elections. But then, from Walpole's side, looking at that, we, as a women's organization, we tend to look at the numbers of the women who are in parliament. And it's very worryingly low, and it's continuing to go down. Now, if it has anything to do with the legitimacy, I think now we'd have to look at our constitution and say, what does that mean in terms of our constitution with various provisions that provide for gender equality that have not been adhered to. And those are some of the outstanding electoral reforms that, as well, we have been pushing for since 2018. So we tend to that there's a lack of political will to address that, and that in itself now the legitimacy out of the window.
And Nyaya Murgutaura yekuti pane vanhukadzi vashoma nana mudare reparamende, and I'm sure nekuma kanzura. Inya muno funga kuti inga gadzirwa sei sesangano?
Sesangano isusu tinoti vatishandire electoral voting system yedu. First past the post, haikushanda, hanyaya dzekui advance kudiri dzemadzimai. Pari kutoda proportional representation, inotova ine a six zebra format. Kuti mudzimai murume, mudzimai murume, sezvavanoita kusenate. Ndozvingatokwanisa kuita kuti madzimai aitewo manumbers anenge ane pauremu, ane kachiremerera muparliament, kutiwo kodzero dzemadzimai dzinge dzichi advance. Otherwise, tikaramba tine first past the post 2028, tinogona kutishayiwa madzimai zvachose muparliament kana kumakanseri.
Thank you there, Helen. Before I come back to you, Mr. Maroleng, let me take a caller from South Africa. Mlaleli, unjani, wakadi ako mutereri?
Ndofara makadiko.
Aiwa, tinofara edu, tutaura nani?
Zvanonzi Tatenda Marodze.
Vamarodze, muri kuzvionawo sei, muri kuzvionawo sei nyaya dzesarudzo idzi?
Nyaya dzesarudzo tiri kudziona muchidimbu, ndingatoti indakavambukawo ndikavasiya vhoti rangu ikoko.
O, makanovhota?
Ndakatovambuka ndikanovhota.
Saka makawina here kana kuti makakunda?
Tiri kunzi takakundwa, asi hatisi kubvumira nazvo. Tinobvuma asi kuti hatisi zvatiri kuda.
Saka zvakaramba n'anga murapwa achida apa?
Zvakaramba n'anga murapwa achida, asi chandida kungotaura ndechekungoti vakuru ava dai vatisunungura bhosi, patiri tiri pane chimwe chipani chinorema.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Marose kuSouth Africa uko.
Izvozvo.
Thank you very much. Ndipenduke kuwe baba Maroleng. You are in South Africa, you are South African, and you know as much as I do the kind of pressure that South Africa feels from immigrants, especially immigrants from Zimbabwe. And sibonile last year, this year bekuke kwathwaswa kumele babuyele ba-extendelwa futhi after ukuya e-court. With ubaba uRamaphosa endorsing Mr. Mnangagwa, and given ama-problems that South Africa experiences because of ama-Zimbabwean migrants, because of immigration, Do you see somehow, in light of that, maybe is South Africa taking a different turn? Mhlawumbe better, no, let's be tough with ZANU-PF?
You know, it's very difficult to say at this stage, Babu Nkomo, and this is simply because right now our assessment of the Zimbabwean situation is that it has now become a South African domestic policy issue. And I say this because the failure of the South African government to assist and basically to lead the way in finding solutions to the political and economic crisis in Zimbabwe at its source has meant that we have seen a spillover effect. A spillover effect of mainly immigrants from Zimbabwe who, having failed to find their way to express their will at the ballot box, have decided to vote with their feet. Many Zimbabweans have opted to cross into the region, a lot or many into South Africa, because simply they seek greener pastures. Now, the challenge with that is that as the economy in South Africa comes under pressure and other resources in South Africa also come under pressure, it results in intercommunal tensions between South Africans, especially those in the more impoverished sectors of society, and those from Zimbabwe who find themselves received in such communities. Ultimately, the solution to this, and I must state this, both economic and political, can only be found in the resolution of the crisis in Zimbabwe. And that is why we call upon our government in South Africa to abandon their past position, which has been guided by Liberation Party solidarity with ZANU-PF, that is between the ANC and ZANU-PF, both being former liberation movements. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what should guide the policy in South Africa should be solidarity with the long struggling people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Babu Maroleng. As we wrap up, Mr. Masia, coming back to you, let's have your last word. How does Zimbabwe extricate itself from this position?
I think right now, you know, if this case goes to court, if this whole issue goes to court, it's now an issue about restoring legitimacy in the whole system of government. We have seen that the government has destroyed its legitimacy. We've seen that that has failed to hold these elections in a manner that is transparent, and that also restores legitimacy. So right now, the ball is now in the Constitutional Court. If this case comes before them, this is our last chance as Zimbabweans to bring back legitimacy into the whole system of governance and make sure that we right all the wrongs that will make our country become a country that is respected by other countries, and make sure that the will of the people through these elections is respected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deva Masia. And we love to honor ladies on this program. That's why I'm giving the last word to Helen Kadirire. Helen, what's the way forward for Zimbabwe in 30 seconds?
I think we need genuine political will from principles from all the political parties, but especially the major political parties, in terms of maybe upholding gender equality and ensuring that our elections are conducted in a free, fair, and transparent manner, where women can actively and fully participate in them.
Thank you there, Helen. Let's leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks so very much to our guests, Chris Maroleng, International CEO of Good Governance Africa, human rights lawyer Kennedy Masia, and Helen Kadirire, spokesperson for the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.